Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
In both the letter to the Hebrews and in John's Gospel this morning, we repeatedly have the phrase, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. And when you wake up on a Christmas morning like today, where the air is so crisp and clear and it's such a beautiful winter day, that sense of beginning, of freshness, of newness, the sense of beginning that we have when we think about the baby Jesus, which of course brings to mind all of the children who have come into our lives in whatever capacity, as children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, that sense of freshness and newness of beginnings brings such great joy. There are a couple little crocuses that are coming up at the rectory. They're a little confused by this back and forth, warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold. Even the newness and the freshness of those tiny shoots coming up can fill you with such a sense of hope. But I love that in John's Gospel, there is also the acknowledgement of darkness that is present in those beginnings. For so many people, including for the birth of our Lord, the circumstances of the new beginnings are often quite difficult. When we think of the oppression and the fear and the poverty into which Jesus was born, his new beginning was certainly not all sunshine and crocuses. I know for many of you, you come to times of new beginnings in your life when you find yourself having to leave a family home and move to a new house or a new community. You find yourself having a new role in life if you've become a widow or a widower, if you're divorced or estranged from your family. Having that sense of newness often emerges from times of great darkness, of great difficulty. I think one of the extraordinary blessings that we have every Christmas is the opportunity to reflect on how this year, today, we can partake of the hope and the freshness and the newness of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and allow that sense of new beginning to kindle in us the strength to carry on whatever newness is happening in our own lives. Perhaps this is a sense of newness as you adjust to a change in your health or in the health of a loved one. How can coming to the manger, to the stable this morning, bring to you a sense of peace and hope that strengthens you for whatever this time of new beginning might be? This is not an easy answer. For those of you who have recently gone through those times of new beginning, perhaps retiring from a longtime profession, perhaps simply trying to reshape a relationship, a friendship, or a family relationship that has been difficult in your life. You know that there's no magic bullet, that even the Magi had to travel so long and so far following that star, but inspired by the hope and the sense of joy that was drawing them, they were willing to make that journey. Like Easter, Christmas can be one of those days that we so desperately long for a magic bullet, where we want to feel this sense of peace and joy and hope and love flooding into ourselves, that this sense of in the beginning, in the freshness, in the newness, we We so desperately want that to be kindled in our hearts. But I wonder if our challenge and our invitation as we approach the manger this morning, you're welcome to step over and see our beautiful creche when you come to communion. I wonder if the invitation to us is an acknowledgement that in the darkness, in the times of difficulty, there is always freshness and new beginning. It might take a while of wandering and of journeying to get there. There might be cold nights under the stars. There could be times when you feel lost. But on this morning, we have the invitation to recommit ourselves to that journey, to recommit ourselves in faith and in hope to the gift of new beginnings. If you are in a circumstance that you've been forced into a new beginning, I pray that this Christmas you are strengthened to face that with more grace and more joy than you ever thought possible. And if you find yourself in a fairly peaceful and lovely time of your life, I invite you this Christmas to think of one area of your life that is in need of a fresh start. We all have those areas. We all have somebody that we could reach out to make amends to. We all are faced with New Year's resolutions, aspects of our health, our physical fitness, our diet, taking time for Sabbath and reflection with God, recommitting to a simpler life. We've all just made it through this incredibly materialistic and consumeristic time of year. How might God be calling you to the freshness of new beginnings in considering your lifestyle, whatever that might be? As we move forward into this service today, lifting up our prayers, our intercessions for all of those places in the world that are in darkness and brokenness in any way, may we all find the freshness of new beginnings that are a gift and a challenge, and finally, our greatest Christian joy. Amen. Mm-hmm.